You're asking for a stop. They have to make a stop before the half because you can see what Coach Hahn wants to do. He wants to run the football, and he wants to milk this clock for all that it's worth and not allow that Harbor Beach offense another opportunity with the football.
Harbor Beach is 3 and out on that drive, 2 minutes and 25 seconds off the clock, and loss of 3 on the drive. First and 10 for the USA Patriots, right to left across your radio. Wind at their back at midfield of the 50. With a 14-point lead, handoff to Braylon Ballard going around the right end, has first down and plows over his first tackler and is forced out of bounds at about the 35-yard line by Harbor Reach's Dakota Deer on a second effort. They're actually going to say he stepped out of bounds to the 39-yard line, so it's an 11-yard gain. Braylon Ballard picking up yardage in chunks here, and USA starting to get their running game going in all cylinders.
That last play looked familiar?
Yes, it did.
The exact same one that went 92 yards the last time they had the football. Gets him another 12 or so on this play. First down on that first down carry, just giving up too many yards on the ground. Harbor Beach doesn't have an answer for the running game here tonight, and it doesn't matter who's carried the football, but Braylon Ballard has been electric tonight, averaging 18.5 yards per carry in this first half.
First and 10 from the Harbor Beach 39-yard line, 6 minutes, 35 seconds left in the first half. Clock stops, of course, after a last play went out of bounds. T formation working off the right hash. Connor Gettle gets the snap. Handoff to Walker Foley right up the gut. The pile moves him forward for about 3 yards down to the 36-yard line. Dakota Deer on the stop for the Harbor Beach Pirates. Second down and 7 upcoming for the USA Patriots. Still clock rolling down, leading by 14.
Straight ahead, power football, Foley showing you what he can do, going straight ahead, getting the hard-earned 3 yards on that play.
USA taking their time. Connor Gettle gets the call from Josh Hahn. Of course, beat Vassar in a shutout last week after suffering 2 heartbreaking losses to Lakers and Cass City. A scoring update, Reese leading Sandusky in Sandusky 6-0 in the second quarter. So Reese playing spoiler all over the place, at least so far in the season, and tonight in Sandusky leading 6-0. Second down and 7 from the 36-yard line of Harbor Beach. USA hands it off to Braylon Ballard. Same, bounces outside and spins out his first tackle, and it gets the first down in the second effort all the way down to the 28-yard line. A gain of 8 on the play. Tackle made by Luke Woodkey as well as Harbor Beach's Tristan Emmerich, defensive tackle. First and 10 for USA.
At least Harbor Beach in position that time to make tackles, but Braylon Ballard makes 2 guys miss. He's able to fight his way for that first down. Black jerseys laying everywhere. Harbor Beach Pirates have to find a way to make tackles. I know the weather is not very kind right now, but they have to attack the football, try to knock it out, but you absolutely cannot let them just break away and showcase that speed. Another easy first down for USA.
5 minutes and change left in the first half. USA with a first and 10 from the Harbor Beach 28-yard line. Connor Gettle at the right hash. Right to left, across your radio in their road white uniforms. There's a snap. Handoff to the third option, Walker Foley. And he's met at the line of scrimmage and somehow falls forward. Strong power there from Walker Foley. Finally brought down by Caden Boyden, outside linebacker. After a 3-yard gain, Harbor Beach had him stop for no gain, and he pushed forward for 3.
It's that extra effort, that second and even third effort. Caden Boyden does an excellent job stepping up and making the hit on Walker Foley, but he stands him up. He doesn't take him down, and when he wraps him up, Walker Foley just dives forward, extends that football, and maxes out his potential gain on the play. Like you said, a play around the left side, Boyden had it answered. There should have been no gain, but that extra effort that those running backs are putting into the game here for USA gets him 3 yards.
They mark him down at the 26-yard line, so that'll be about a 2.5-yard gain for Walker Foley. Splitting the hash marks, Connor Gettle weighing the snap. In a rainy night, handoff to Braylon Ballard around the right end, has room to run, spins out his one tackle, and balls loose and rolls out of bounds. Looks like Harbor Beach nearly got it, but it went out of bounds before any type of possession could come in. And instead of a first down, they're going to mark him down 1 yard short, and a 3rd down and 1 yard to go after a 7-yard gain after a fumble.
And it wouldn't matter what the weather was like on that play. Dylan Kadar comes flying in, and net helmet and shoulder pad makes tackle with that football. He jars it out so well that the ball flies and hits the umpire on the sideline, bounces out of bounds. No chance for recovery, but that's what we're looking for Harbor Beach. If you're going to try to stop this defense or this offense, it hasn't worked so far. If you're going to try to stop this team, you're going to have to force some turnovers. So I like what Kadar tried to do there.
If a fumble hits the sideline umpire, is that a ground rule double? Third down and a yard to go from the 19-yard line.
Cost USA the first down, at least, for now.
Connor Kettle calls his own number on the Tom Brady dive and gets out for about 3 yards down to the 16-yard line, enough to move the chains and a new set of downs upcoming for the USA Patriots. We're under 4 minutes of play. Tackle made by Luke Woodke, as well as number 66, Colin Rogenbuck for Harbor Beach. First and 10 from the Harbor Beach 16-yard line.
Speaking of Tom Brady, I think he's pretty happy as of right now, don't you?
Yes. They're winning, and now he has another receiver.
And not just any receiver.
Well, Dave, there's a difference between a receiver and a receiver that actually remains eligible.
Yeah, he always finds a new way to,
yes,
to get kicked off a team, doesn't he?
Yes, he does. First and 10 from the 16-yard line inside the red zone of Harbor Beach, USA trying to tack on a third score for this evening. Working a yard inside the right hash, Connor Gettle with the three men behind him. Hand off to his third option, Walker Foley coming around the left edge, finds a seam, has a jersey tackle made by Harbor Beach on the, looks like they're going to get a yard gain on the play. Caden Boyden had him with the one arm, and he tried to get out of that one and then forced him out of bounds. They're going to stay right at the original line of scrimmage at the 16, so no gain in that play.
And good job, because it looked like that sideline, there was a lot of room to run, but Boynton and Babcock both are able to get out to the sideline and slow down his momentum, keep forcing him to the sideline, where eventually Boynton's able to finish him off, force him out of bounds for very little gain for USA.
Second down and 10. I think that's the first time we've said that all night for USA so far. 3:08 remaining in this first half, 14-0. The USA Patriots shutting out Harbor Beach at home on homecoming night. On a warm but blustery and somehow cold and rainy night at the same time. Welcome to Harbor Beach. Two wide to the right, I formation for Connor Gettle. Two men behind him, Noah Crum and Braylon Ballard. Wide right, that would be Jeremiah Hahn and Walker Foley. Working off the left hash, seven men in the line. Connor Gettle turns, hands it off to Braylon Ballard, trying to find, spins out of his first tackle, pushing forward across the 10-yard line, down to the 9. That'll be a gain of 7 on the play. And set him a third down and manageable. Luke Woodke on the stop from Braylon Ballard. Third down and 3 to go for USA.
You got to love what Coach Hahn's doing. And now all of a sudden he shows you two receivers to the right, I formation. But what does he do? It's still the exact same play. It's a handoff to the right side. And you see Hahn get inside the tacklers. And when he's about 3 yards upfield, he gets turned sideways, and he just continues to roll sideways until eventually he's tackled. He gets about 7 yards total on the play, and he's just staying upright. He's just unable to go down in this weather. Harbor Beach unable to tackle Ballard at first contact.
Third and 3 from the 9-yard line. Connor Gettle back to the T formation, three men behind him in a row. Hand off to Walker Foley up the gut, keeping those feet moving and pumping, and has the first down across the 5 and falls forward down to the 3. Tackle made by Caden Boynton as well as Dakota Deer for Harbor Beach. First and goal for USA, converts on third down. First and goal from the 3.
Just power football. USA just flexing their muscles right now, running right into the teeth of that Harbor Beach defense, knocking guys over and falling forward, getting that extra distance every single play, and that's going to bring out first and goal for USA, already up 14-0.
USA knocking on the door for the third time tonight in as many drives on the evening as well. 14-0 currently leading. USA taking all the time that they need. It's under 2 minutes, a minute 40 before they get to the line of scrimmage even. First and goal from the 3, 2 yards inside the left hash, wind and rain at their backs. Connor Gettle calling the shots, under center, three men backfield. Braylon Ballard, Noah Crum, and Walker Foley gets the handoff, and he's into the end zone, touchdown USA. Braylon Ballard from 3 yards out finds the end zone, and it's now 20-0 Patriots over the Pirates with a minute 26 before the half is over.
Nice run there by Walker Foley. He's hit at about the 2-yard line, but just like we've been saying, he runs over that linebacker, dives ahead, reaches those hands over the goal line, and is rewarded with his first touchdown of the evening.
So Foley gets in the scoring column tonight for the first time. Braylon Ballard with the first two rushing touchdowns. Walker Foley with a 3-yard dive in for the score. Going for 2, trying to make this a 22-point ball game. Haven't even played 22 minutes tonight. Connor Gettle under center. From the 3-yard line, pitch to the right. Braylon Ballard with 2 lead blockers in front of him. Going to the corner of the end zone, and he's in. 2-point conversion is good, and USA extends their lead out to 22-0 over the Harbor Beach Pirates right here on the WLEW Sports Network. 22-0 USA.
Hi, Hi, this is Emma.
And Jacob.
From the Unionville Sebring Area High School Patriot Marching Band.
Even though we couldn't be at the games physically this year, we still wanted to be a part of the Friday Night Lights.